In this episode, you will discover three biggest podcast growth and monetization lessons we've learned after 1,000+ hours of coaching experts and entrepreneurs with podcasts. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tiger O'Shea.
And in this episode, you will discover how entrepreneurs and experts with smaller podcasts are generating a consistent $10,000 each month with a simple sales system.
Why ditching podcasts with guests could be the most profitable thing you do this year.
And one basic podcast fundamental that new and experienced podcasters screw up that keeps them stuck, never reaching their show's full potential. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. For those who are old here, you might know the story about how me and Ty got into the podcasting space. For those who are new, this might be unfamiliar, so we thought we'll kind of clue you up. For myself and Ty, of course, Ty being my best friend and business partner and co-host of this podcast, we started this podcast essentially as two broke university students 5 years ago during COVID. And the business started off as a publishing company. And it sounds so weird, so random. But we got into the publishing company space and we decided to go, really, I can't remember why. I think it was like a mix of dumb luck, looking at some trends, us being interested in podcasting at the time. We decided to publish books on podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was an epic fail. Cost us thousands and months of our life that we'll never get back. But a second book became a best-selling book. It's called Podcasting Made Simple. That went on to sell tens of thousands of copies. And from that book, we were introduced to so many different podcasters who wanted to essentially work with me and Ty on a one-on-one basis. So from there, we started working with podcasters, entrepreneurs, experts, to the point where we are at now. We've interviewed and coached 400 plus entrepreneurs and experts, and we've had over 1,000 hours, probably a lot more than that, of coaching under our belt. So we really want to share again the lessons that we've learned during those times, some of the truths to help you save so much time and make sure you're not wasting your efforts in the wrong places. What is lesson number one that we've learned when it comes to podcasts?
So the first one is that you can intentionally get paying clients from your show if you have a system to do so. This might sound like an obvious thing, or like, why is this even a lesson, right? This is a lesson because for a long time, we believed that monetization from your own listeners, not sponsors, but like having your listeners buy something from you, become a client or a paid subscriber, whatever it might be, it's kind of just luck. You know, you get enough of them and the maths will check out. The law of averages will be in your favor.
People just stumble on your podcast, listen to your show, love your personality and want to give you money.
When you have enough of them, that will just start happening.
That was kind of the general gist.
That was the general gist. And the reason we thought that is because really that's just because what everyone else thought. So that's kind of what we assumed to be true.
And also we had clients who that just so happened to be true. Like we would have clients who would grow enough and then they'll get clients from their podcast. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. So you grow a podcast, clients just come. And that was kind of us being, again, young, a bit naive during our earlier years, helping clients and podcasters grow and monetize.
Yeah.
But I think we started seeing and spotting some trends, which is like, actually, like how come some clients grow and they attract clients, whereas some other clients grow a little bit, but then they don't attract clients? Like, what's the difference there? But the big problem about that is the fact that it's kind of a lazy approach if you're trying to build a real business from a podcast, because the last thing that you want is your business to be built on luck and being unpredictable and just things randomly happening and you not knowing how to cause the growth or to cause the sales that you want from your show. It's not a very sexy, neither is it a sustainable way to grow and generate sales from a podcast.
That's very well said. I think that really sums up. And it's that belief and that point, which is where the lesson here comes from. But actually that isn't the case. You can do it way more intentionally and predictably than that. You just need a system. So in summary, you know, without getting into the weeds too much, what does a system that can do this look like, Anthony?
So the system looks like this. It splits into three parts. So the first part is discovery. Like, how do you get more people to discover your podcast? So how do you get your ideal listeners to discover your show? The second part is actually nurture. How do you make sure that when people do discover your podcast, they quickly build the like, know, and trust? And then the final part is conversion. Okay, great, you've got listeners, amazing, they're engaged, etc. They tune in episode after episode. But are you consistently getting them to take the next step in your sales process? Whether that's joining your newsletter, joining the community, buying a low ticket program, or booking a sales call with your team. That really is, in a nutshell, the high level of it. Discovery, nurture, conversion. Now, to give you what this looks like in terms of an actual funnel and the actual components of it, step number one, discovery. For us, the best way to have your podcast discovered by more of the right listeners who make potential clients for your business is by ranking your podcast on Apple and Spotify for highly relevant keywords in your particular niche. If you have a podcast about anxiety and your business coaches clients on a one-on-one basis to help them live anxiety-free, you can rank your podcast for the keyword anxiety on Apple Podcasts. Now, when you rank your show on Apple Podcasts on page one, it means you'll be found by thousands of new listeners every single month who are searching that keyword anxiety or how to reduce anxiety. And in doing so, by accomplishing step one, optimizing your show for discoverability on Apple and Spotify, your show is now being discovered by thousands of new listeners who are ideal potential clients for your business. That's the discovery phase. And then the second piece is nurture, which is just create consistent content that proves you know what you're talking about, proves you know how to solve that specific problem of anxiety. You make sure you create content, again, that's strategically positioning you as an authority. If you do that enough and you have your personality and do a good job, when someone discovers your show through podcast SEO, they look through your back catalog and content. They clearly see you're an expert because you're covering and showing them how you can help them solve this one specific problem. They're going to build a like, know, and trust with you. That's nurture. And the final part's conversion, meaning at the end of an episode, simply tell your audience what the next step should be. Actually use a CTA, a call to action, to tell them, hey, if you enjoy this, buy my book, buy my stuff, whatever that looks like. And again, we have episodes on how to have the right CTA. This episode isn't about that. But just know that the conversion piece really is simply giving clear instructions of the next step your listeners who are ready to buy from you, what steps should they take, and making it as simple and as frictionless for them to take that action. Discovery, nurture, conversion. That's as simple as that. That's really it. That's all you have to focus on to have a podcast that's intentionally attracting new listeners to your podcast, nurturing them, and turning them into paying customers and clients.
And this is so predictable to the point where we have many clients who we've helped grow and monetize who now just rely on the podcast as their main traffic channel for new business. So it has to be predictable because they're not messing around on social media or they're not doing a bunch of outreach or anything like that. The podcast is their primary source of business. So hopefully that gives you an idea of how predictable this can be with the right system.
Now imagine what that would do for you if you had a system like this.
It'd be pretty good.
So lesson number two, high profile guests will not help you grow your podcast. I think this is one that a lot of people who are new or experienced have the false perception that getting high profile guests will help them grow. The idea, Tig, really, like we both know, is like, hey, if I get a high profile guest who has hundreds of thousands of followers on social media or they have a big, credible name in our space, if I interview them and get them on my show, then they're going to share their content and promote my podcast to their audience. And if they share it to their audience, well, it means that my show will be exposed to a new audience. But that never really works out like that, right? So like, I think people kind of hit this issue of, number one, the guests rarely promote. Number two, even when they do promote, the listeners often don't come. Like, I'm sure you've had those experiences where you thought, oh, this episode is going to blow up. This is going to do really, really well. And then you post it and it performs basically the same as the rest.
Right.
Or when the audience do come and your download numbers spike, that's very short-lived and is not sustainable. That doesn't roll over to future episodes.
And so really, when you have a guest onto your show, the value being transferred is that they shared their time and expertise to your audience in exchange for you giving them exposure for them to tap into a new audience. You provide them a spotlight and you promote the show to make sure it gets the most amount of exposure and your listeners get value from it from the guest. That's the exchange.
Which is hilarious because that's the opposite of what most podcasters think is happening.
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking you're getting a good deal here. No, no, no. That's not how this is working. You're the one giving them the exposure, not them giving your exposure. That's right. The funny part, right?
And don't even get me started on the fact that, you know, if you have a guest who brings you 1 million listeners tomorrow, most podcasts are not actually ready to uphold that level of exposure. Most podcasts are not actually deserving, for want of a better word, of keeping that amount of listeners because they haven't done the strategic work on ensuring their podcast keeps listeners to actually keep 1 million listeners, you know? But that's another story for another time.
Hey, would you like to grow beyond 5,000 to 10,000 monthly downloads and start generating sales from your show in the next 3 to 6 months without relying on social media, high profile guests, or word of mouth? If so, I would love to encourage you to go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, and book your free 30 minute strategy session with our team. We'd love the opportunity to help you grow and monetize your podcast way faster. With that being said, let's get back to the episode.
Given what we know about guesting that we've just covered, what would be the way to flip the script and actually grow with guesting?
Now we understand the lay of the land, is guests are coming onto podcasts in order to tap into a new audience, not the other way around, not to bring their audience to a new podcast, because that would just be taxing every time they did that. We can just play by their rules. So instead of you getting guests onto your show and giving the spotlight to them, you can just guest on other people's podcasts, shortcut your way to thousands of new listeners, and have yourself, your brand, your message shared with thousands of new listeners by you being a guest and, again, other people's shows.
Hmm.
This is a way easier, way faster, and a way more productive use of your time. Instead of you vetting through guests to give a spotlight to, you find other podcasts who have thousands of additional listeners you want to reach, and you be a guest on their show.
The third lesson that we're sharing with you today from coaching podcasters for over 1,000 hours is that most shows struggle for years to hit their goals, to grow and to monetize, because they don't know who they're talking to, meaning they have no clear promise of who they're speaking to, what they're giving to that person, meaning they have no clear who, what, or any kind of promise for the listeners.
Which, honestly, Ty, when you say that out loud, it sounds a little bit hard to believe, doesn't it? It's like, so what you're telling me, that most podcasters have been podcasting for 1, 2, 3 years and they don't know who they're talking to?
Yeah, and it's easy to hear this and think, well, yeah, of course I do. You know, people who like business. Or, yeah, of course I have a promise. Like, you're going to get value from my guests. Right, so let's just define each one by one. You know, most people might say they have these, but maybe the goalposts are different. So our definition here that most podcasters are lacking is understanding which one type of specific person your podcast is best for. So, for example, not just people who like business or business people. That's about, you know, 100 different people, right? One specific person would be online sales reps or managers in corporate, right? You could probably even get more specific, but that level of specificity. And then we have the what, right? Which is, what problem are we helping people solve? So, you know, you can have a show about trying to climb the corporate ladder and all about getting promotions and all about essentially making more money being a manager. Or you can have a show that is about reducing your stress as a manager and just feeling better at work. You could potentially say that those two outcomes are somewhat in contradiction with one another, right? Maybe at least if you tried to do them at the same time. Meaning, if someone found your show and you're covering both those topics, they probably don't want both at once. I mean, both at once would be great, but it's hard to reduce your stress while also trying to grow in your career, right? As a very general rule. And so a show that tries to solve those two problems is probably not really going to retain listeners, because listeners are either coming because they want to work on reducing burnout, but they understand that, you know, they're not going to be getting a promotion while doing that, or climbing the corporate ladder, or working overtime, right? Or vice versa, that person is in a grind season and they're really trying to climb the ladder. So, you know, they don't care about reducing stress. They're accepting to take on a load of stress. I've gone a bit, again, into the weeds with the example here, But you can see how having two things that you solve, even just two watts, so to speak, can completely undermine any growth potential. And most people have like 10 watts, not yeah. just 2 watts.
Yeah.
An example of that would be management, stress, burnout, like all of these different topics under the umbrella of, oh, I'm just speaking to managers. And it's like, yeah, but that's a very, very big umbrella. So why don't we just be specific around what's the specific problem the show's going to help these people solve? Now, Tug's mentioned who the podcast is for, what specific problem you're helping them solve. The third part is, what's the specific outcome that you're going to help them get to as a podcast listener? Like, what is your promise? Why should they invest the next 30 minutes listening to an episode, or the next year listening to your podcast? What's the promise? And to kind of make this point super clear, imagine you have a podcast that says this: my podcast is for managers in corporate, helping them reduce stress in their workplace so they can be a better parent at home. Now imagine if I just changed that last promise. So instead of it saying to be a better parent at home, it's so they can have more fun at work. Two very separate promises. So you want to solve this problem, reduce stress, so you're a better parent at home to your kids, versus so you can have more fun at work. Those are two extremely different podcasts that should have different titles, different show notes, different content.
And although, yes, different content, you're going to be talking about the same problem, right? Reducing stress. But the analogies you use are going to be different. The stories you tell are going to be different. The guests you speak to are going to be different. How solving that problem is applied is going to be completely different, whether it's to have more fun at work or to be a better parent at home.
That's the level we need in order for a podcast to really explode. And if your show right now hasn't got that, who is it for, what's a specific problem, what's a specific promise and outcome people are going to gain, it's a problem, because it will be slowing down and blocking your growth. It will be blocking your ability to attract more opportunities to you. It will actually be affecting your ability to impact the current listeners you have in a deep, meaningful way. Because if your examples aren't nuanced enough for that particular listener, it's harder for them to really connect and resonate with your content consistently for months or a year. And you need them to have that, feel that high resonant, like, holy crap, this show gets me. This show is for me. That's how you build a raving fan who'll be willing to literally throw money at you because you get them.
Great way to put it. And when you do define your who, what, and your promise, you stop competing with everyone else and you start owning a space in your listener's mind. And you can do this at any stage. You know, even if you've been running your show for years, if this is the first episode of our show that you've listened to, wherever you are, as soon as you nail this clarity, your episodes will start hitting much harder and resonating a lot deeper with listeners, which of course leads to faster growth and more money for you. Anthony, a recap, if you will.
So lesson number one, you can, in fact, intentionally get paying clients from your podcast using a very simple podcast sales system. It is not just this luck or this thing happens with fluke or just growing your podcast and it'll happen. No, you can manufacture this intentionally. And it starts with discoverability, nurturing your audience, and converting them into paying clients.
Lesson number two, high profile guests do not help grow a podcast nearly in the way people think they do. People think that a guest is coming onto your show to promote it to their audience, but they're not. They're actually coming to get exposure to your audience. And you'd just be lucky if they did promote to their audience, but that's never guaranteed. And even if it is, most shows are not actually in a spot where they have the ability to really retain those listeners to actually sustain significant growth from it. Whereas if you flip the script and start being a guest on other podcasts, you really reap the benefit that most people are actually going for by trying to land guests.
And lesson number three, most shows struggle to grow and monetize for years. And if you've been struggling to grow and monetize for years to pick up traction despite amazing, valuable content, it's likely because you're unclear on who specifically you're talking to. You don't have a clear who, what, or promise of your podcast. And that's what's been causing the growth issues. So look, as always, me and Ty create these episodes to show you and help you gain clarity around why your show isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you'd like. And we want to set a high standard to give you, again, complete clarity. I'm not trying to bullshit you, not trying to like say stuff that sounds fluffy, but just tell you what we know based off experience so that you can have the clarity that you can do it. It is possible. Your podcast can be way more than what it is now. It's just knowing what simple steps to take. And I hope this episode has done that. So look, with that being said, we'll catch you on Monday's episode.
See you Monday.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.